The Russian government was angry at him, so I think they took away his Russian Grandmaster title, not his FIDE, because they have their own system of titles there also, you see?
Uh-huh.
So they said, but this they did it as a punishment, right?
Right, right, right.
So I think, so it ties in with this. This is also a punishment for me, right?
Right.
The press is taking away, I mean, you know, they can't take it away, but they're taking it away in terms of publicity and prestige, even my Grandmaster title now. Shows how filthy and dirty they are, you know.
Before they call you former world champion?
Yeah, well, that they've been saying since 1975.
Although they don't call so much a former world champion on Garry Kasparov now.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And then you were former U.S. champion. Well, this is okay.
Yeah.
Now you're former grandmaster.
Yeah, right? And the next thing they're going to call me former human being, no?
No, I think we should call you the grandmaster of grandmasters of the world.
Yeah, just call me former. That should be my nickname, former.
No, no.
So, buddy,
or X, just call me X, X or former.
Pretty soon you're a former American.
Oh, yeah, also former American, yeah. Although the U.S. government says they don't accept my renunciation because it wasn't done the legal way.
Okay.
Bobby, is it all right if I read some text messages here from... Yeah. You see, we are being heard all over the Philippines and all over the world, no?
Mm-hmm.
And from Balanga Sambuanga Sibugay, that's in the south of the Philippines.
Yeah.
It asks here, is it true that the Russians have chess subjects in their schools?
I don't know. In the school, I don't think so. That, I think it was like under the Soviet Union, it used to be kind of like maybe extracurricular activity. Well, what they did in Russia was everybody played, all the kids played, and then they would search if you had talent, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then they would give you every opportunity to advance.
Mm-hmm. And there's another text message here. It says here, good evening to Bobby Fischer and Eugene. What is the reason why you are detained in Japan?
Yes, that's a good question. You see, the press is absolutely lying about this. They claim that I entered Japan. I have the document here in front of me from... This is from the Japanese government. They claim, let me just take this out here, take a second here. They claim that I entered Japan illegally on April 15th, 2004. See, here it is. This is to Mr. Robert James Fischer, nationality USA, date of birth, March 9, 1943. This is to inform you that the landing permission granted to you by Immigration Inspector Narita Immigration Office on April 15, 2004 has hereby been canceled retrospectively as of the date of landing. Now that you have found not in conformity with the condition of landing provided for in Article 7, Paragraph 1, Item 1 of the Immigration Control and Refugee Recognition Act. This is signed, Narita Airport District Immigration Office Immigration Inspector. Signature. See, this is dated July 13th, 2004. Okay? Now, if you go over to the code, the law book, I have a translation of it right here in front of me. Okay, let's just go here for a second. This is
Bobby.
Article 7, Paragraph 1. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I have it right here. One second.
Yeah.
Okay. Immigration Inspector's Examination. This is Article 7, 1. The passport possessed by the alien and the visa affixed thereto, if such is required, must be valid. So they are saying that my passport, when I entered on April 15, 2004, was not valid, right? Because the United States is claiming, the State Department, that they revoked my passport on November 21st, 2003. Okay? But it's an absolute lie. Let me just show you where I traveled after November 21st, 2003. Okay? They didn't notify anybody. I made a list of the places I went to.
But in some of the write-ups, Bobby, they said that they could not notify you. They don't know your address.
No, that's all bunk too. We'll get into that. First, let me just show how much I traveled after they claimed they revoked my passport. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
This is the travel itinerary. My travel itinerary after my passport was allegedly revoked on November 21st, 2003. At that time, I was in Switzerland. Okay. I stayed in Switzerland until December 16th. Then I departed December 16th, 2003. Then I went to Tokyo, Japan. Then number two, I arrived in Tokyo, Japan on December 17th, 2003. Number three, departed Tokyo, Japan on March 14th, 2004 for Hong Kong. Number four, arrived Hong Kong March 14th, 2004. Number five, departed Hong Kong April 4th, 2004 for Macau. Number six, arrived Macau April 4th. 2004. Number seven, departed Macau April 4th, 2004 for Hong Kong. Number eight, arrived Hong Kong April 5th, 2004. Number nine, departed Hong Kong April 15th, 2004 for Tokyo, Japan. Number 10, arrived Tokyo, Japan April 15th, 2004. Number 11, now I was about to depart Tokyo on July 13th, and they even stamped my exit visa. See? And then they arrested me after they stamped my exit visa. Okay, so during the period when they said they had revoked my passport, I was traveling from Switzerland to Japan to Hong Kong, to Macau, back to Hong Kong, back to Japan, and I was in Japan several months, right?
Right.
Then I was arrested. Okay. So obviously, none of these countries had been notified that my passport was allegedly revoked, right?
Right.
Bobby?
Well, I'm just going to finish one more thing to you.
No, we'll go back to that. We'll go back to that, Bobby, so that you can scan your códigos there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Sandali lang.
Largest-selling luxury cigarette. Government warning, cigarette smoking is dangerous to your health.
May sikreto ako sa pagyaman. Max Candy lang. Pati nga si nanay, si tatay, si ate, si kuya. Sama niyo si lolo at lola. Lagi itong binibigyan ng Max Candy. Pero, lagi itong tinatago ang wrapper. 10 wrapper lang. Entry na. Ilagay sa envelope, lagyan ng pangalan, age, address, week number, pirmahan, at ihulog sa pinakamalapit na MBC station.
Sali na sa MBC's bagong taon, bagong milyon.
Sang heavy gating pa premium ng Air 21. Para makasalit sa promo mula December 15 to February 28, 2005, magpadala ng Air 21 heavy gat box sa Main and More o tumawag sa 854-2100 or 1-800-854-2100. Air 21, sagot ko, padala mo!
See posters for details for DTI and SER permit number 5814 series of 2004.
Pare, ang Gran Matador Brandy, mas premium na! Hango na sa ubas, may gold seal pa para tamper-proof! May deluxe pourer pa para spill-proof! Tagay na!
A first from Gran Matador Brandy, ang batayan ng masarap na brandy. Drink moderately.
Panalo sa sarap ang Gran Matador Brandy! Itong preba, ang Gran Matador, nanalo ng Trade Leaders Club Award for Quality sa Paris, France! Gran Matador, world-class ang sarap!
Ang katatapos na bahagi hatid sa inyo ng More Cigarettes, ngayon naman pumapasok ang bahaging hatid sa inyo ng Hope Cigarettes. At balikan po natin si Bobby Fisher.
Okay, Bobby. You can proceed, Bobby.
Hello?
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah,
I can hardly hear you, Eugene.
What? You can proceed now.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, then I was arrested on July 13th after they gave me the exit stamp in my passport, right?
Right.
Okay. So I've been traveling around all these countries. This is like almost 8 months after they claimed they had revoked my passport, right? They hadn't notified any of these countries until then, right?
Right.
They didn't notify me. They didn't notify the press.
Right.
Nobody knew about it. But they're holding me guilty for, say, claiming I entered Japan illegally. It's totally absurd. Furthermore, now it has come out that they even had my address all along. They had my P.O. Box 50917, Pasadena, California, 91115, USA. They had this because when I filled out my passport application in 1997 to get my passport in Bern, Switzerland, I wrote it down there. And that address is still working today. It's still valid today.
Yeah, I saw it, Bobby. I downloaded it in your website.
Yeah, I have plenty of mail that's coming there.
So how come they did not notify you through that address?
Because they're lying. They did not revoke my passport November 21st. They did not send this letter of December 11th from the Philippine embassy, the Manila embassy, to me.
Well,
they're simply lying. And if you notice that letter, it has no address on it, right?
Right.
It just has embassy of the United States of America, Manila, Philippines. It has no. It doesn't have my address at all. They never sent any letter to me. They never tried to send any letter. Everything was made up after they arrested me. All this alleged documentation, this letter from the Philippines, and this letter that they claim they wrote on June 8th to the Japanese immigration.
Because according to the law, legally, you should be notified, no? And
I also have a right to appeal.
To appeal, yes.
It's not even final, the revocation, until you appeal. You have 60 days to appeal. And now they admit that they did not notify me in the letter of August 11th that Mr. McEwen wrote to the Japanese immigration. They admit they didn't notify me. It's totally made up. The press is simply lying that I got caught trying to leave Narita International Airport for an airplane to the Philippines with an invalid passport. It's all made up. And also, why did they destroy my passport? Within 24 hours after they arrested me on July 13, 2004, they had destroyed my passport.
It's very clear,
totally
Bobby.
Totally illegal.
Illegal. Very illegal.
Yeah.
And there is really big discrepancy with the treatment you got compared to the now governor Schwarzenegger, no?
Oh, yeah. It's a day and night.
Oh, yeah. It's a day and night discrepancy, yeah.
Yeah, and I want to say something else. All these people who are coming to Japan, Jimmy Cliff, who's a great singer, and he has a lot of songs with very high moral content, right? Like the bigger they come, the harder they fall, and I can see clearly now, and many other great songs, right? And I think Brad Pitt just came in here, Schwarzenegger came in here again recently. So many celebrities are constantly coming to Japan because it's a lucrative market for singing concerts and to promote their movies, and also they do advertisements for various drinks, like health tonics and so on. They come in here as if this is a legitimate country when this government here has kidnapped me. They have kidnapped me for 6 months. And they brutalized me when they kidnapped me. They injured my teeth. I almost was killed. This country is completely corrupt. Koizumi is a war criminal. He should be hung.
Bobby, with all... with all the things that have happened these past 6 months, why is it that you have the freedom to call us here in the Philippines and say all the things you want to say?
Well, that's the way they do it here. They let the prisoners make phone calls virtually at will. You have to ask for permission, because you're locked in your cell after 4:30 at night. But they just let you out. So far they haven't restricted my phone calls.
I suppose, according to you, Gene, you have your own Japanese attorneys there.
Yes, I have three Japanese attorneys, and I have an American attorney who volunteered his services free of charge,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Batwani.
Mm-hmm. What do they say now about your case?
Well, everybody says it's totally illegal what the Japanese and the Americans have done. It's totally illegal.
What happened to your last request for provisional release?
Oh, yes, that was turned down. That was just turned down around late December, yeah.
How many requests you have as ready for release?
I have made three. All of them have been turned down, yeah.
Oh.
The reasons?
No, they don't give a reason. They don't have to give any reasons, and they don't even have to reply to your... That's the incredible thing about the legal system here. I mean, the so-called legal system. They don't have to do anything. You know, mm-hmm. they don't have to give any reason, nothing.
There is another text message here, Bobby, for you.
Yeah.
It's in Filipino, but I'll translate it into English.
Yeah.
This came from Ernesto B. Ang of Solano, Nueva Vizcaya. It's in northern Philippines, Eugene,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
No?
Yes.
It says here, if time comes, they would want you to live here in the Philippines. This is from Baguio.
Who would want me to live in the Philippines? What?
Ernesto B. Ang of Solano, Nueva Vizcaya.
He'd like me to live in the Philippines?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you, Ernesto. Yeah.
Would you like to live in the Philippines or Iceland?
Well, maybe both.
Okay, go ahead. Ano ba tatanungin mo dyan, Eugene?
Well, Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this... what Iceland did, offering residency, I believe...
Talk a little louder, Eugene, please.
I believe, Bobby, it was a very courageous act, huh?
Yes, yes, I appreciate it very much. These are good people, the Icelanders. They're really, you know, they're stand-up people, you know.
Okay, Bobby, in my talks to you, I noticed that you are quite a lover of nature, you know.
Yeah.
As much as possible, you would like to protect the environment.
Yes, yes.
And that's why you are quite unhappy about this nuclear power plant.
Right.
Maybe the U.S. should appoint you as Secretary of Department of Environment. And Natural Resources.
Yeah, well.
But you mentioned to me about this, the one in Indonesia, I think...
Oh, yes, yeah, you know, this is really an absolutely horrific case. I don't know if I mentioned this in the last program or not, Tia Deli.
What's it?
This is about, have you heard about this case in Indonesian Buyat Bay on Sulawesi Island?
What about?
This American company called Newmont Mining Corporation. Newmont Corporation. They're the world's largest gold mining company.
Mm-hmm.
The world's largest gold producer.
Mm-hmm.
And they have polluted Buyat Bay. When they went in there some years ago to mine gold near Buyat Bay, see, in Indonesia. And they have polluted the bay there with 5 million tons of tailings. This is like the... Oh, hi, hey, listen. This is a Filipino here. You want to say hello? I'm on the radio in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Who?
Hello. Say hello, say hello. Hello?
Hello?
Magandang gabi.
Sino ka?
Ah, nakasama ko ni Mr. Fischel dito kasi may... nasa korte pa yung kaso ko tungkol doon sa pamilya.
Nagbabakasyon ka rin dyan?
Hindi.
No. Pareho kayo ni Bobby Fischer, nagbabakasyon dyan sa malaking kolehiyo.
Hindi bakasyon to, ano?
naglalaro rin kayo ni Bobby Chess?
Sino ang gusto mong batiin dito sa Pilipinas?
Wala naman. Tatawag din ako, tinawag niya ako.
Ah, ganun.
Okay.
Kailala mo naman siguro.
Mahirap ang... lugar na to.
Ah, mahirap.
Ako magdadalawang taon na kasi ako rito eh.
Eh siya, 6 na buwan lang. Dalawang taon, 2 years daw. Kilala mo naman siguro si Eugene Torre.
Sino?
Eugene Torre.
Oh, siyempre.
Oo, grand.
Din ako nung high school ako eh.
Grand, high school. Bata pa naman si Eugene.
Pwede kayo.
Eh, ano, 38 pa lang naman ako eh.
Ah. Pwede kayo magawa, ano dyan, si Bobby, pwede ka kumuha ng konting pointers kay Bobby, ha?
Hindi naman, hindi ka naman inaano, ayokong ipaglaro sa kanya, mahirap na rin yun. Baka mangulit sa akin, eh.
Ganun.
Sige. Maraming salamat, ito na ulit siya.
Anong pangalan mo?
Aminal, ho.
Aminal. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Ngayon lang.
Hello, Bobby?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I want to get back to this Buaya Bay in Indonesia. So this Newmont company, they deposited some 5 million tons of mine waste about half a mile offshore over the life of the mine. They pumped some 2,000 tons a day of mine waste called tailings into the bay at a relatively shallow depth half a mile offshore. Newmont released 33 tons of mercury into the air and the water. They also pumped arsenic into the water. There's a huge amount of pollution. A human rights group says 30 people have already died there in this little Buyak Bay village there.